Welcome to the future.
We are Wisconsin Dells. We are great, indebtedly to the world. Wait, never mind.
It's the year 2000.
Year 2000.
People
the
can speak
bug.
On computers.
There's the Y2K bug, and that's why we're running a little bit late. We're 55 minutes late. We're sorry. This first one's called Future of Capitalism. It features Neil Fosen on vocals.
You're dead.
We're taking it kind of chill tonight.
Oh, yeah. Normally, we're wearing black shirts, black ties, black pants, black shoes, and a white dinner jacket. But tonight, because we're on the web, we're taking more of a casual approach.
It's Wisconsin Dells undressed for your pleasure. It's called Lesbians Kill God.
Oh, yeah. This song was named by Matt Sanborn, who better be listening.
If he's not, we're coming to get you, Goose.
Thank you.
how's everybody doing out in the Moose Lodge tonight? Yay!
Hey, welcome to Moose Lodge!
Woo! Woo! Woo!
This is the future.
This, welcome to... This one.
This song, Chris?
Yeah, Neil.
You know, this song is an old song.
It's a goodie.
And
in a lot
we're
going
to make a sequel to it called Manstrous, but we won't tell you about that now.
We'll hold that for the future. 2001, we're doing webcast 2001. We're really good at naming things. Yes.
Well, thank you for everything, people. We've got two more songs in this first set. That's right. First. This next song, like, I usually screw up really badly because it's really weird. It's an outfield song called Your Love. And if my brother is listening, which he probably isn't because it's late. It's past his bedtime. He's a yuppie. He's got to get up early. But he will know this song, and I'll screw it up anyway.
I got hit it by the
This one's for the ska freaks out there.
Yeah.
you know that we're done playing for now. We're going to play a couple more songs later.
Off Broadway instead of off Main. We're at our new location at the Moose Lodge. All the music fans in town can actually witness in Fargo, North Dakota. God, something's making some bad noise. Go. We got me, Phil 2, and I'm not Phil 2.
No,
Phil Leach isn't here tonight.
Oh, well, all right, I'll
he's
just,
the, he's
I'll
the leave. He's the man of mystery. This is Gopher, aka Mike Grove. He's going to be hosting, filling in as a co-host tonight.
Ixnay on the bottle in the car.
Ixnay on the.
Sorry about the feminine handshakes, but my fingers only reached.
Okay.
Can we get a mic?
Okay.
Oh, no.
People
put
you
in the
house.
Oh, guys.
Hello, Bonnie. So anyway.
Bonnie.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
Hi, guys.
So anyway, Phil Leach, our host this evening, is not here. And,
That's because Phil doesn't like us.
Well, I don't know. He's being rather indiscriminatory towards the shows he's skipping out on, so I would say you're pretty safe.
Wait, if you move it over there, it squeaks.
Where's the other cabinet?
Oh, there it is.
There. Right here. For you people at home, we're having problems with the mic. I want to say hi to my mom and my brother.
Is your mom and your brother listening?
They better be.
Oh, I want to say hello to my sister and my brother-in-law and my brother and my sister-in-law.
You can't say no dirty words.
And my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law and the lawyer.
Clay wants to say hi to your sister too, Chris.
Shut up.
Oh.
You're all dead.
I said hi to her twice already.
Hey,
so, when
hi, Abby.
When are the... when are... when are you guys going to play your next show?
Well, as a matter of fact, Phil, we're playing on Thursday for students involved in the visual arts. It's an organization trying to raise money for some of those
Siva.
Lesser fortunate
Siva.
Art students
Siva.
Out there. Actually, it's not. I don't know.
And
but
that,
it's for Siva.
I just made that up. So. And that is, I simply took the first letter of each word you just said,
yeah.
And I, in my mind, put a period after each first letter and created a word.
Is that an acronym?
I don't know, but I did it.
Good work.
Thank
Elliot
you.
Knows. Elliot, come here.
Gopher just invented that right now.
Shut up, Elliot.
I want to say hello to my second wife in Zimbabwe.
Oh.
So then...
Yes, you would like to say hello to Guau.
Hello, Guau.
How'd you know her name, dude?
Is this Rockline? Is this Rockline? Are we on Rockline?
Rockline.
This is Loveline. Drew, I have a question. I have four balls.
A basketball,
line, right?
A baseball, a football,
exactly.
And a volleyball. This guy
what?
Is totally into sports.
How do I juggle?
One of the most athletic bands.
Adam
to come
Carolla,
out of
I just want to say, Adam Carolla, you're the funniest guy. And this is not Loveline at all.
This is Rockline.
Oh yeah. So I don't think I've mentioned
That'll
your
Steven.
Name yet on tonight's broadcast.
Yeah,
in case anybody's wondering, the band that just all of a sudden started playing with no introduction tonight was Wisconsin Dells, and they're playing on Thursday night at the
it's at the underground
at MSU.
That
everyone's
way nobody
favorite,
can drink and get
everyone's
hurt.
Favorite non-alcoholic bar
in Moorhead,
with
in
a, with a fancy little well lighted stage. What other shows are happening anytime soon?
We're playing at the 21st Amendment, Hi Jade, with the Seahorse.
On the 19th?
And
on the 19th.
19th of April?
Oh, May.
No, May.
19th of May.
Do you know what's coming before that?
Oh, on the 12th!
I gotta get my little plug in. Yeah,
we got
because
it. We got it.
Okay, the Trans Ams are playing on May 11th.
Oh,
whoa!
Because that's funny, Phil. We're playing a show the day after on the 12th.
Yeah, with the Midnight Evils.
Yeah, at the Eagles Club in Fargo.
It's almost like, Phil, you guys are opening for these guys the day before.
It's like they're setting it up. They're setting
the primer. I mean, everyone.
Trans Ams could never open for Wisconsin Dells or any band.
I think what the opening act for the Trans Ams, it's a local comedian, isn't it? It's a warm-up act.
A local comedian?
Andreas, the Norwegian comedian.
Andreas, the Norwegian comedian. I've heard he... Is Andreas still here? I think he left.
Andreas left.
But yeah. I hope he opens for us. Is he... No, Lon will not be there.
Yeah,
no, it's not the Trans Ams without Lon. He'll be there.
Oh.
That's the reason we're doing this, Elliot, is that Lon is coming up.
Whose fucking webcast is this anyways?
Yeah, really.
I mean, whose webcast?
Quinn?
I don't swear I'm an elementary school teacher. I mean
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah, tell us your professions,
right,
boys.
Now my mom's weeping.
Why don't we start with Elliot and then go all the way around, and we'll start with... We want to know what the trades of the Wisconsin Dells are.
Well, I'm a modern dance choreographer.
What do you play?
That's not true.
Oh, right. I'm Elliot.
No, that's not true.
I play trombone and keyboard.
That's right.
I swing both ways.
Dude, that's not something you love. My name is Clay, and I play the drums and the bongs.
I said
that back in 92.
That is rich.
I said it in 92.
That is rich. Woo!
And I teach
what
children
grade do you teach?
Sometimes. I don't think they learn, but I teach them anyways. Neil? Or no, Eric. I play drums, actually. And triangles.
Triangles, huh? Hi, I'm Eric, and I play the bass guitar and do some art on the side and some other stuff, so.
Finger paint.
Hey, Max on the ladies.
Minnesota nice.
Minnesota nice.
My name's Neil.
What a nice
play guitar.
Alaska. What a nice
I live
guy.
With Buggy, and I draw pictures for Discontent skateboard stuff.
My name's Chris. I play guitar, and I work at a record store, and I'm the caretaker at the Oda Gallery of Odd Art.
So what's going down at Musicland these days?
Chris's pants have been going down a lot.
It's been a lot of fun, actually. I've been pantsed every hour on the hour by each one of these guys. It's a lot of fun.
Wow.
We're going to get Limp Bizkit to depants him next.
Yeah. And hopefully Henry and Rollins will be coming to town and be doing that.
Well, those are very popular bands. I would be very proud to be.
Limp Bizkit's opening for the Trans Ams, if you didn't hear that on the web.
Yeah, all you 13-year-olds out there. Spread
that around. Yeah, that stupid music is for stupid 13-year-old people. Yeah.
Hey, girls.
Ladies. All the ladies come over to here. Because we're in a band.
Hey, girls. There's a band
I'm just
over
kidding.
Here.
All the males.
No males? Dude,
you said you're moving
both
ways. Click.
Oh, you mean both
nobody
ways?
Nobody's listening at all. We can say practically.
There's got to be somebody listening.
Let's try to demoralize everybody.
Okay, let's ask them
like
usually like interview questions.
Yeah, that's some real.
Okay, so
sorry,
okay, Elliot.
We've been drinking.
Okay, Elliot. Since you're conducting the interview, who are your influences?
Run DMC.
Run DMC.
And who else? Who is yours?
Fat Boys.
Chris Paul. To
yeah,
one.
Prince Paul is dope.
Did you guys think of these answers like 3 months in advance?
Dude, we've been planning this for weeks. We've been choreographing our answers so that I'm the dance modern choreographer. No, but really, we're heavily influenced by Fugazi and Wayne Newton, really. You combine those two and you get us, I think, is how it works. Yeah.
Can we throw a little like
Roger Miller, Neil Diamond.
Roger Miller and the Beach Boys, Neil Diamond. Is what it's all about. A little Metallica and some Billy Joel. You heard Billy Joel? You guys ever heard of Billy Joel?
No, who is he?
He's dope.
I don't know if he's that much of a dope. He sure has made a lot of money. How many dopes do you know that have made a lot of money? Right, Phil?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So, Are you guys influenced by the swinging medallions at all?
Neil's got some swinging medallions.
No, I'm not talking swinging udders. I'm talking like 40 years ago.
Mom, I'm sorry. I came to school.
I'm talking swinging medallions.
Oh, never mind.
Double shot of my baby love.
Somebody's looking at porn on the computer? Yeah, with Shipley.
What
no,
about
Oscar
Rotten as an influence?
Who's
Oscar
Rotten? Who
here? Dead and gone.
Okay, well,
there's a shirt.
Okay, what's your favorite attraction at Wisconsin Dells?
I've never been to Wisconsin Dells, but I'd like to think that our show is like a water slide.
So you guys are like cheats. You basically, you know.
I've been there a couple times actually, and the first time I was there, it rained, and my brother went.
Wisconsin Dells exposed.
Where is Wisconsin? We thought it was just a fake thing. I've been there once, and I like the
wax museum.
I've been
there before,
it's
real.
And did you like the wax museum?
No, I've never been there, but I've been to Wisconsin.
Yeah, and the Wet Willie ride is fun. The Jumping Jehovah's on the Inside Out, that's a good time. The cheese wheel.
I heard there's a robot world.
You guys
I always wanted to see that.
The Trans Am's, when we went on our second tour, after we decided to quit touring because we ran out of money, we spent the day in Wisconsin Dells on our last day of our tour.
At Robot World.
And the sole reason for going to Wisconsin Dells was just to go to Robot World.
You wrote a song about
it.
It was
awesome. Robot World is the coolest, like, it's so terrible. Like, it's just so, like, well, it's terrible in
a good
way.
Is it like some post-apocalyptic?
It's like so terrible that it's like amazing.
Is it like Cybertron?
If I had lots of money, if I won the lottery tomorrow, I would be on the phone to Robot World and saying, how much is it to buy Robot World? Because I would want to buy it and keep it in operation, like, forever. Like,
is it Robot World? Robot World 2000
or
Robot World like 1982?
Well, this was 1997,
like,
I think, at the time.
Was it like some sick George Orwell, Michael Crichton sort of thing?
No, it was like 1950s, like crappy animatronic dioramas.
Dioramas.
Yeah, with it hadn't progressed since probably like 1970 or something.
Do the robots ever go crazy and start attacking people?
No. Well, they can't really because I think they can only move back and forth, with their arms stiff and like.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Actually, the main robot at Robot World looked a lot like C-3PO. Yeah, it's kind of a ripoff of every sci-fi movie you've ever seen. But they have like the original Mir space station there, which is kind of neat.
Anyway,
you can actually visit the Robot World on the web by going to
www. You can't get on between. You can't get on right now. It's restricted access until 4 in the morning.
I'll tell you what. See, the beauty of the World Wide Web is that you can leave your internet radio program open, and you can surf the web at the same time. So
they could listen to us.
So you can listen at the same time. But you can type in www.TommyBartlett.com, and Tommy Bartlett is the famous Wisconsin Dells showman who started the Tommy Bartlett Thrill Show.
Dude, you know more about this than we do. Tommy Bartlett started this band. That was our first manager before Tom Kemmer.
Well, Tommy Bartlett is dead right now, actually.
Before Tom's came along.
Right now he is?
Yeah, he died like shortly after the Trans Am's visited. I think we may have
put a hand in that.
But anyway, TommyBartlett.com. You can find out more about Robot World.
More about our band.
So, yeah,
more
about
our band.
Don't listen to these guys. They've been drinking.
Enough about me. Let's talk about me. Well,
we don't want to talk.
We are talking about the band because your name is Wisconsin.
Exactly.
I mean, we're talking about the origins of your name here.
We were thinking about Grey Duck or Wisconsin Dells. That's right. Or Valley Fair. It's Taken?
There's already a gray duck out there.
So
we want to get sued,
though. Did you guys name yourselves Wisconsin Dells because all the emo bands are from Wisconsin? Yeah.
We did it because we thought all the cheese, the beer, and the women were from Wisconsin.
Yeah, we like cheese.
We started out Greenhouse Effect, but then this band took it, so we got changed.
Okay. You guys played with that band, didn't you? Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was super cool.
Sweet.
I didn't make it because I forgot about it.
Well, so did a lot of people. It was 420.
Well, I wanted to go, actually, but I forgot. So, okay.
Do we have any more beer tickets?
Okay, tell me about... tell me what you guys have in the works for your... you know, you plan on, like...
Well, we're planning on producing a high-quality vinyl CD.
Vinyl CD, huh? Is that going to be out on SA or Super Asbestos or any number of the
well, Jim's
Jim
going to help us. It's going to be some sort of Jim Zespy
Pizza
thing.
Labs or
because we made enough money from Slowpoke that we could pay for one CD. So we're going to make that and we're going to dub it a lot.
Then we're breaking up.
All right, good. All right, great.
Okay. Okay.
Go
okay.
For it. You haven't asked a question for a while.
What question?
I think the longer we talk here, the longer or like the more people filter out of
the
here.
The more
so
people turn off
have
the
to
web.
Get the Wisconsin Dells back on.
That will turn them off even more.
Do you guys like to be called the Wisconsin
no.
Dells?
No,
oh.
We're Wisconsin. We're just Wisconsin Dells.
I kind of like saying the before any band name.
I know. We do too.
Kind of like how that Motorhead show that's coming up. I always say the Motorhead. Yeah.
Motorhead, Super
fucking
Suckers,
a. They're coming.
Speed Dealer, and Nashville Pussy.
Nashville Pussy.
They're all
going to
play
Motorhead
at the Playmakers Pavilion. Jade, you owe us. We all get in free now, Jade. Thank you.
Yeah, fucking, you're going to hear Ace of Spades live, man.
Elliot, good luck.
Speed Dealer,
Nashville Pussy, Super Suckers too, but that's not what.
Motorhead.
Yeah, and Wisconsin Dells are opening, right?
Wisconsin Dells are going to be there in spirit.
Okay. Were you going to say something?
No.
Simply no. Well, I just heard him say that you yourself said the Wisconsin Dells are going
to
be there.
Open it up to the crowd.
We've been drinking. We don't know.
Anyone from the crowd? Question for the Wisconsin Dells.
It's open mic night.
Come on.
Why didn't you call yourselves Gray Duck is the question from
the
audience.
Because they call themselves Wisconsin Dells.
The answer is.
We thought Wisconsin Dells would be more idiotic and more
the
foolish.
Every name we've ever had is
It kind of summed up our whole...
The password
team
is.
And attitude towards the band, we thought. It was kind of...
The password is douchebag.
I got my hair to stick
okay,
up like
how
this.
How did
Neil
get
lot...
his hair to stick up like that? Neil's got... In case you're, like, tuning in from London or something, Neil has gravity-defying hair.
I was wearing a hat all day.
Very Morrissey. Very Morrissey-esque.
My father is Jim Morrissey. May 23rd. Morrissey.
I would say
birthday.
A dollop of mousse and a scoop of gel.
I think there is a little bit of product, as they call it in the industry, hair product in there. But
there's no product today. It's mere hat. It's mere no shower and hat.
I'm thinking that Wisconsin Dells should maybe start playing again before
hey!
Before any more
we're
people.
Go start out the...
I don't know if we're doing a good enough job of entertaining... The people.
That's all right. We'll just get up there.
Nope.
Thank you very much,
not
Bill, and Gopher for the interview.
Thank you, Wisconsin Dells.
Thank you.
We'll start.
Thanks for having us on your show.
On Thursday night at the Underground at MSU. You
Word.
Won't be able to drink anything while you're there, but you know.
O'Doul's.
Well, yeah,
hi, Mom. Hi, Abby. Hi, Kurt.
And
hi, Louise.
And non-alcoholic Chardonnay. All right, well, the Wisconsin Dells are going to play some more songs, so anybody who's listening, the four people who are listening tonight can rejoice. Gopher, thank you. Thank you, Gopher.
You're welcome.
All right, Wisconsin Dells are going to play tonight. www.coachthesix.com off Broadway.
Chord is for sticking around. Thanks, Moose Lodge, for letting this shite go down. Thanks, Jim, for helping us out, Jared, Roger for asking us, and the Phil and Gopher and the gentleman with the colorful hair.
My guitar? I don't have a guitar.
Would you have you wait outside till we're done, please? Thanks.
Thanks. It's extra.
Hey, a small known fact that Cliff Burton died outside of Wisconsin Dells on a tour bus. He got ran over.
Maybe.
Scott, seriously, you should just wait outside. I'm really getting sick of this. Anyway, this is our last one. It's called Bandit.
Good night, Mom.
Sticking around. Thanks, Super Asbestos, Coaching Six, Yahtzee, and everybody else who's helped out.
Thank you. Good night.
The CCR goes out to Brian. Keeps on burning. Don't know where I'll be tomorrow.